Section 2212, Adjustment to Permanent Resident Status, in general Chapter 5 of Title IIA USC 1255 et sec, is amended by inserting after Section 245E as added by Section 2104 of this Act, the following, Section 245F, Adjustment to Permanent Resident Status for Agricultural Workers, A, in general except as provided in subsection B and not earlier than 5 years after the date of enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, the Secretary shall adjust the status of an alien granted blue card status to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence if the Secretary determines that the following requirements are satisfied. 1. Qualifying employment except as provided in paragraph 3. The alien, during the 8-year period beginning on the date of enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, performed not less than 100 work days of agricultural employment during each of 5 years, or b, during the 5-year period beginning on such date of enactment, performed not less than 150 work days of agricultural employment during each of 3 years. 2. Evidence an alien may demonstrate compliance with the requirement under paragraph 1 by submitting the record of employment described in Section 2211D of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, b, documentation that may be submitted under subsection E4, or c, any other documentation designated by the Secretary for such purpose. 3. Extraordinary circumstances. A, in general in determining whether an alien has met the requirement under paragraph 1, the Secretary may credit the alien with not more than 12 additional months of agricultural employment in the United States to meet such requirement if the alien was unable to work in agricultural employment due to a, pregnancy, disabling injury or disease that the alien can establish through medical records, a, illness, disease or other special needs of a child that the alien can establish through medical records, ii, severe weather conditions that prevented the alien from engaging in agricultural employment for a significant period of time, or if termination from agricultural employment if the Secretary determines that the termination was without just cause, and ii, the alien was unable to find alternative agricultural employment after a reasonable job search. B. Effect of determination. A determination under subparagraph A with respect to an alien shall not be conclusive, binding, or admissible in a separate or subsequent judicial or administrative action or proceeding between the alien and the current or prior employer of the alien or any other party. For application period, the alien applies for adjustment of status before the ALIENS blue card status expires. 5. Fine. The alien pays a fine of $400 to the Secretary, which shall be deposited into the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act. B. Grounds for denial of adjustment of status. 1. In general, the Secretary may not adjust the status of an alien granted blue card status if the alien, A, is no longer eligible for blue card status, or B, failed to perform the qualifying employment requirement under subsection A1, considering any amount credited by the Secretary under subsection A3. 2. Maintenance of waivers of inadmissibility. The grounds of inadmissibility set forth in section 212A that were previously waived for the alien or made inapplicable shall not apply for purposes of the ALIENS adjustment of status under this section. 3. Pending revocation proceedings. If the Secretary has notified the applicant that the Secretary intends to revoke the applicant's blue card status, the Secretary may not approve an application for adjustment of status under this section unless the Secretary makes a final determination not to revoke the applicant's status. 4. Payment of taxes. A, in general, an applicant may not file an application for adjustment of status under this section unless the applicant has satisfied any applicable federal tax liability. B. Definition of applicable federal tax liability. In this paragraph, the term applicable federal tax liability means all federal income taxes assessed in accordance with Section 6203 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 since the date on which the applicant was authorized to work in the United States in blue card status. C. Compliance. The applicant may demonstrate compliance with subparagraph A by submitting such documentation as the Secretary, in consultation with the Secretary of the Treasury, may require by regulation. C. Spouses and children. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Secretary shall grant permanent resident status to the spouse or child of an alien whose status was adjusted under subsection if, 1. The spouse or child, including any individual who was a child on the date such alien was granted blue card status, applies for such status. 2. The principal alien includes the spouse and children in an application for adjustment of status to that of a lawful permanent resident. And 3. The spouse or child is not ineligible for such status under Section 245B. T. Numerical limitations do not apply. The numerical limitations under sections 201 and 202 shall not apply to the adjustment of aliens to lawful permanent resident status under this section. E. Submission of applications. 1. Interview. The Secretary may interview applicants for adjustment of status under this section to determine whether they meet the eligibility requirements set forth in this section. 2. Fees. A. In general, applicants for adjustment of status under this section shall pay a processing fee to the secretary in an amount that will ensure the recovery of the full costs of adjudicating such applications, including A. the cost of taking and processing biometrics, B. expenses relating to prevention and investigation of fraud, and II. costs relating to the administration of the fees collected. B. Authority to limit fees. The secretary, by regulation, I may limit the maximum processing fee payable under this paragraph by a family, including spouses and unmarried children younger than 21 years of age, and A. may exempt individuals described in section 245(b)(c)(10) and other defined classes of individuals from the payment of the fee under subparagraph A. 3. Disposition of fees. All fees collected under paragraph 2A. A. shall be deposited into the immigration examination fee account pursuant to section 286M, and B. shall remain available until expended pursuant to section 286N. 4. Documentation of work history. A. burden of proof. An alien applying for blue card status under section 2211 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act or for adjustment of status under subsection A shall provide evidence that alien has worked the requisite number of hours or days required under subsection A1 of subsection 2211 or subsection A3 of this section as applicable. B. Timely production of records. If an employer or farm labor contractor employing such an alien has kept proper and adequate records respecting such employment, the alien's burden of proof under subparagraph A may be met by securing timely production of those records under regulations to be promulgated by the secretary. C. Sufficient evidence. An alien may meet the burden of proof under subparagraph A to establish that the alien has performed the days or hours of work referred to in subparagraph A by producing sufficient evidence to show the extent of that employment as a matter of just and reasonable inference. F. Penalties for false statements in applications. 1. Criminal penalty. Any person who A. files an application for blue card status under section 2211 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act or an adjustment of status under this section and knowingly and willfully falsifies, conceals or covers up a material fact or makes any false, fictitious or fraudulent statements or representations or makes or uses any false writing or document knowing the same to contain any false, fictitious or fraudulent statement or entry, or B. creates or supplies a false writing or document for use in making such an application, shall be fined in accordance with Title 18, United States Code, imprisoned not more than 5 years, or both. 2. Inadmissibility. An alien who is convicted of a crime under paragraph 1 shall be deemed inadmissible to the United States on the ground described in section 212(a)(6)(ci). 3. Deposit. Fines collected under paragraph 1 shall be deposited into the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under section 6A1 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act. G. Eligibility for legal services. Section 504(a)(11) of the Departments of Commerce, Justice, and State, the Judiciary, and Related Agencies Appropriations Act, 1996. Public Law 104-134, 110 Stat 1321-55 may not be construed to prevent the recipient of funds under the Legal Services Corporation Act 42 U.S.C. 2996 et sec. from providing legal assistance directly related to an application for blue card status under section 2211 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act. An individual who has been granted blue card status or for an application for an adjustment of status under this section. H. Administrative and judicial review. Aliens applying for blue card status under section 2211 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act or adjustment to permanent resident status under this section shall be entitled to the rights and subject to the conditions applicable to other classes of aliens under sections 242H and 245E. At applicability of other provisions, the provisions set forth in section 245E, which are applicable to aliens described in section 245B, 245C, and 245E, shall apply to aliens applying for blue card status under section 2211 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act or adjustment to permanent resident status under this section. J. Limitation on blue card status. An alien granted blue card status under section 2211 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act may only adjust status to an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence under this section, section 245C of this Act, or section 2302 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. K. Definitions in this section. 1. Blue card status. The term blue card status means the status of an alien who has been lawfully admitted into the United States for temporary residence under section 2211 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. 2. Agricultural employment. The term agricultural employment has the meaning given such term in section 3 of the Migrant and Seasonal Agricultural Worker Protection Act 29 U.S.C. 1802 without regard to whether the specific service or activity is temporary or seasonal. 3. Employer. The term employer means any person or entity, including any farm labor contractor and any agricultural association that employs workers in agricultural employment. Farmer pay means any day in which the individual is employed 5.75 or more hours in agricultural employment. B. Conforming Amendment Section 201B1A U.S.C. 1151B1 as amended by Section 2103C is further amended by adding at the end the following. G. Aliens granted lawful permanent resident status under Section 245F. C. Clerical Amendment. The Table of Contents as amended by Section 2104E is further amended by inserting a third item relating to Section 245E the following. Sec. 245F. Adjustment to Permanent Resident Status for Agricultural Workers. Sec. 2213. Use of Information. Beginning not later than the first day of the application period described in Section 2211B3, the Secretary, in cooperation with qualified designated entities, shall broadly disseminate information respecting the benefits that aliens may receive under this subchapter and the requirements that an alien is required to meet to receive such benefits. Sec. 2214. Reports on blue cards, not later than September 30, 2013, and annually thereafter for the next 8 years, the Secretary shall submit a report to Congress that identifies, for the previous fiscal year, 1. The number of aliens who apply for blue card status, 2. The number of aliens who were granted blue card status, 3. The number of aliens who apply for an adjustment of status pursuant to Section 245FA of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 2212, and 4. The number of aliens who receive an adjustment of status pursuant such Section 245FA, Sec. 2215. Authorization of appropriations. There are authorized to be appropriated to the Secretary such sums as may be necessary to implement this subchapter, including any sums needed for costs associated with the initiation of such implementation for fiscal years 2013 and 2014. Subchapter B. Correction of Social Security Records. Sec. 2221. Correction of Social Security Records. In general, Section 281 of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 481 is amended. 1. In subparagraph E, by adding or at end. 2. In subparagraph C, by inserting or at end. 3. By inserting after subparagraph C the following. T. Who is granted blue card status under the Agricultural Worker Program Act of 2013. And 4. By striking 1990. And inserting 1990 or in the case of an alien described in subparagraph E if such conduct is alleged to have occurred before the date on which the alien was granted blue card status under Section 2211A of the Agricultural Worker Program Act of 2013. The effective date, the amendments made by subsection A shall take effect on the first day of the seventh month that begins after the date of the enactment of this Act. Chapter 2. Non-Immigrant Agricultural Visa Program. Sec. 2231. Non-Immigrant Classification for Non-Immigrant Agricultural Workers. Section 101A15, 8 U.S.C. 1101A15 is amended by adding, at the end the following. W. An alien having a residence in a foreign country who is coming to the United States for a temporary period. III to perform services or labor in agricultural employment and who has a written contract that specifies the wages, benefits, and working conditions of such full-time employment in an agricultural occupation with a designated agricultural employer for a specified period of time, and II who meets the requirements under Section 218A for a non-immigrant visa described in this clause, or IV to perform services or labor in agricultural employment and who has an offer of full-time employment in an agricultural occupation from a designated agricultural employer for such employment and is not described in Clause I, and II who meets the requirements under Section 218A for a non-immigrant visa described in this clause.